Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, the podcast, and it is Thursday, May 26th. Before we get into some news, I just want to let everyone know that the app is in the hands of Apple, and they are the god kings of all that is apps and mobile phones and everything else. So when they say good, we'll know what's going to happen. Could be 10 minutes from now, could be Monday. I don't know, but the app is awesome. I have it on my phone as a tester, and it is great. So I cannot wait for you guys to get a hold of that. So all I can say is just keep going to your app store every couple of hours and typing in Eastern Sierra Now. If it's there, it'll be there. If it's not, it will be shortly. We also will have links at easternsierranow.com and on our social media pages where you can get that app. I promise you, it's going to change your life. Probably. another set of business to talk about. If you are interested in helping out with Eastern Sierra Now, let's say you're a video editor, you're a writer, you like to take pictures, you like to mess with audio, you like to work on websites, you like to work on apps, things like that. Give me a call. Hit me up. Info at Eastern Sierra Now would be your best way to do that. And just reach out and say, hey, you're interested in doing something. We're offering all sorts of internships and everything. I mean, possibly turn into jobs and everything. I mean, this is, we're trying to expand. We're trying to get some more help in all the different places we can. So if you are interested in something like that, even if it's just for the summer, just for fun, let me know. I'd love to have you. And last but not least, if you would like to help support this channel, the best way to do that is patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, or just click the button on the page, the webpage, because you can then help support local news and this channel to continue growing, to continue to hire more people, to continue to help the community get news, information, dining, bands, entertainment, anything you possibly can think of, soon as possible and as quickly as possible. So thank you for considering that, and let's get on to some news. Now this first news pisses me off. Are you allowed to say pisses off? I don't know. I'm saying it anyway. Pisses me off. Inyo County Animal Services seizes dogs from reported breeding operation. Thursday, May 12th, it looks like Inyo County Animal Services received a report that a local family was breeding French bulldogs and English bulldogs to sell, which is in violation of Inyo County ordinances, limiting
this
residentially
is Emily with Mammoth Lakes
zoned
Tourism,
properties
reminding
to no
you
more than
how
four
to recreate responsibly
unless the owners
near
have obtained
our waterways,
a conditional use permit to acquire
sustainable fishing
a
methods,
license,
including catch
and
release and
commercial
daily
breeding
limit policies.
Additionally, the dogs were reported to have a variety of health
line
problems,
even your
and the
smallest
owners were ignoring
pieces
veterinary
at the nearest
tangle-free
water
to address
station.
The
find your
condition.
Closest station.
Animal Services conducted a welfare check that
keep your distance from wildlife and other recreators
of dogs
too.
Kept
tread lightly by staying on established
with
trails.
No flooring
pick
to stand
up
on
pet and human
wire.
Waste. Remember, our lakes
and
streams
and
are your drinking water,
which resulted
so help
in horrible
clean.
Stench
learn
in
more
the room.
And make your
the following
commitment
day,
to keeping
Animal Services
obtained
a search warrant and returned to the property
and
seized 9 dogs. All dogs required medical attention. All I'm saying is, if you're the person that did that, don't ever let me find out about it. There's nothing. Well, there's plenty, but it is awful to do that to those poor dogs just so that you can sell them when you don't even know how to do it correctly, clearly, because they're having lots of medical problems. And sitting in a little cage, you're sick. So anyway, yeah, heck with you. And good job to Inyo County for stopping that and helping those poor dogs out. Okay, let's move on to something better. So, it looks like the Lakes Basin Road opens Friday. Inyo National Forest officials are announcing the opening of Lake Basin Road for 22 season tomorrow, Friday, May 27th at 2 p.m. The Eastern Sierra Transit Authority will also begin public shuttle service in the Lakes Basin the following day, Saturday. Officials are asking that visitors arrive and do not arrive at the gate prior to 2 p.m. to avoid creating traffic congestion and safety issues along Lake Mary Road, which can delay the opening. While the roads and trails are open, employees may be still working on opening the area, placing dumpsters, replacing portable restrooms, or moving hazard trees and chlorinating water systems at Forest Service campgrounds. Forest Service service campgrounds within the Mammoth Lakes Basin area will also be open, with the exception of Pine City due to hazard tree abatement. Due to the water system being repaired, registered campers must retrieve water from alternative sites within Forest Service campgrounds, with the exception of Twin Lakes. Day users should supply their own water. Portable restrooms and vault toilets will remain available at campgrounds and trailheads. I'd like to thank our partners and stakeholders helping us get the Lakes Basin open in time for Memorial Day weekend, said Fred Wong, Mammoth District Ranger, especially the town of Mammoth Lakes for plowing the road and providing portable restrooms at trailheads for additional capacity during this busy holiday weekend. Well, that's cool. Got to get out there and check that out. That's definitely one of the prettier things we have in our region. So Mammoth Mountain came out with their bike report today. Looks like we're going to start getting bike reports instead of snow reports. There's 10 trails open currently. The daily temperatures up there have been in the low 60s, so that's pretty good, actually. Just wear a light jacket, and as you heat up, you'll be good. It's been sunny and moderate southwest winds. You can get a link to the cams at Eastern Tier now as well to see how it's going. So that they will open up completely, it looks like, tomorrow, May 27th. It's been a lonely 7 months for many of us mountain bikers, but it's now time to put some air in the tires, dial in our suspensions, and get ready to do what we're meant to do. Ride. The Mammoth Bike Park opens for the 22 season tomorrow, May 27th, with 10 of our lower mountain trails ready to be throttled on. Trail crew have dialed in trails like Big Ring, Downtown, Shotgun, and Smooth Operator in preparation for what promises to be an amazing, awesome opener. Grab your bike park season pass. There's a link to Mammoth Mountain from here where you can get that, or you just head over to mammothmountain.com. Just a reminder, they're calling entrepreneurs of Inyo and Mono County interested in new business opportunities to join the regional summit on Tuesday, May 31st from 4 to 6 p.m. at Saracoso Community College in Bishop. Discover business opportunities surrounding local climate innovation efforts, learn about new and existing climate innovation projects, and network with stakeholders involved. And you can get a free ticket online at easternsierranow.com. The story to click on is Mammoth Lakes Community Update, May 26th. And in the middle of that, you can click there to get your free ticket. So just a couple of things about Mammoth. There's a few deals about special town council meetings and California Rebuilding Fund, which is pretty cool. That's the one that is the you can qualify for $100,000 towards your business. So that one is pretty great. But here's just a quick little update of parks, recreation trails, and roads. So we just went over Lakes Basin, so we can get past that. The Lakes Basin Trolley will begin on Saturday, May 28th. Tioga Road, that's Highway 120, through the park, will open Friday, May 27th at 9 a.m. Looks like Sierra Star Golf Course opens this Friday, May 27th. The official ribbon cutting ceremony for the Shady Rest Disc Golf Park was held on May 24th. So get out there and enjoy this wonderful free PDGA-sanctioned 18-hole course. That sounds really cool. Whitmer Pool is now open for lap swim and swim team practice sessions. Pool opens for public swimming June 11th. Community tennis courts and restrooms are now open for summer play. And if you want to view more about the status of parks, facilities, and everything in Mammoth Lakes, you can go to easternsierranow.com and follow the link there. You know, we couldn't do what we do without our amazing sponsors, and I think it is time to give them a shout out. Amy?
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
This is Emily with Mammoth Lakes Tourism, reminding you how to recreate responsibly around town. Walk, bike, and ride the bus. Reduce single-use plastics with a reusable water bottle that can be filled at water filling stations throughout town. Follow local leash laws and pick up after your pet. Don't litter. Recycle appropriate items. Don't feed our bears by always securing dumpster doors. Learn more and make your commitment to keeping Mammoth Lakes beautiful at mammothpromise.com.
All right, thank you for that, Amy. And Emily, thank you for a commercial for Mammoth Lakes Tourism. You know, they do a lot of work up there. They do a great job, and I am stoked to be working with them. So, I think we should call it. Remember, it's Mule Days. You have the concert. You have all of the mule events happening in the next couple of days. I mean, it's a huge time in Bishop right now. We are all aware of that. So, head over to MuleDays.com or EasternSierraNow.com underneath the Mule Days post from yesterday. You can find the link to everything that's going on and the times, as well as contact information about how to get tickets if you need to. But most stuff is free, just so you know. So head over and check that out for Mule Days, and we will see you tomorrow.